Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. Our guest this week is Albert Peter from Orlando, Florida. His expert categories are Major League Baseball, DOS games, RuPaul's Drag Race, and animated films. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Where do you want to start your game?
Let's start with Unlocked RuPaul's Drag Race. Let's just Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We said this off camera. This has been a category I've been dying for someone to ask for as a super fan who's put this in as his expert category in other mediums. I hope you love it. I love it. Here is your unlocked RuPaul's Drag Race question. The first queen eliminated from each season is given what affectionate porcine nickname in honor of the first queen ever eliminated from the show?
That would be Pork Chop in honor of Victoria Pork Chop Parker.
Victoria Pork Chop Parker, who will always have a seat at the grand finale. Yes, that is correct. Pork Chop, the correct answer. And you have one key to start your game. Where to now?
Let's keep going in Drag Race.
All right. You better work. Okay, here's your next question. What winner of All Stars ironically lost every single lip sync she battled in, except the last one that won her the crown?
That seems very Trixie Mattel to me. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember who was in seasons where there was a format where they could lip sync for the crown instead of lip sync, or for their legacy instead of for their life. I think that started in All Stars 3. But yeah, I'm just going to say Trixie Mattel.
Yeah, she's a bad lip syncer, but she is a winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. That is correct. Trixie Mattel lost every lip sync she did. And funnily enough, Katya won the first lip sync she did and lost everyone after that.
Right.
Two keys in your pocket. Are we going to continue or get chaotic?
I'll just stick with Drag Race. No chaos here.
Two key Drag Race question. No chaos. Here it is. While many Asian queens have appeared on the American Drag Race franchises, only two have taken the crown. Name them.
One of them is Nymphia Wind, and the other, I'm going to go Nymphia and Raja.
That is correct. Nymphia Wind and Raja Gemini are the two Asian American winners. And you have three keys now, Albert.
I'm going to go straight across, so let's stick with three.
It's time to have some fun. Three key Drag Race question is this. While she has three separate seasons to have accomplished the feat, what queen who has changed her stage name on the show has the most maxi challenge wins in show history with 11?
Three seasons. God, who's been in three seasons other than you got Ginger, who hasn't changed her name. You have Georges, who has not changed her name. I think he got me with this one. How many seasons was Trinity in? Because she was Trinity Taylor and then she was Trinity the Tuck. But I think she was only in two. Or did she come back for the all winners season? I'm going to say Trinity the Tuck Taylor.
Formerly known as Trinity Taylor, Trinity the Tuck is correct.
Yes.
Yes, the most wins of any queen in the American Drag Race franchise.
Man.
Isn't that surprising?
That is surprising, honestly. I love her. She's great. Yeah. No disrespect.
But with all the great queens that have been on there, it does, I don't know why, it does just surprise me that Trinity has won the most. And it's actually not close. The second most is eight.
Really?
Yeah. So Trinity clobbered Drag Race when she was on it. Man. For all those that say others are good at Drag Race, Trinity is really good at Drag Race. Albert, you've got every question right in Drag Race so far. And we are staring down the barrel of that four key question.
Yeah, let's rip it off.
All right. Here's your hypothetically hardest question in RuPaul's Drag Race. Not only are Denver queens Evie Oddly and Willow Pill in the same drag family, but both have won Drag Race while battling rare and debilitating genetic disorders. Name either of their conditions.
I want to say one of them has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Is that close enough.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Evie Oddly has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Willow Pill has cystinosis.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that. Okay.
Yep. So both have pretty tough to deal with genetic disorders. And what's not tough to deal with is Albert on a RuPaul's Drag Race category. That is a sweep.
Well done. So excited about that. Thank you, Dalton.
I'm proud of you. I was very worried that those last two were like fuck me questions.
I'm stoked. Let's go with the animated films four keys.
Animated films will not touch Disney. Why? Because Albert lives in Orlando and he's tired of it. So
thank
here's
you,
other animated films. Your hypothetically hardest question is this. Influenced by the director's opposition to the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, what 2004 Japanese film balances magic with 20th century technology?
I mean, I want to say it was around that time that Spirited Away came over, but I don't know how much 20th century technology really shows up in that outside of the car in the beginning. That definitely seems like a Miyazaki thing to make a statement on with his films. Was that 2004? Time to lose my keys. I'm going to go with Spirited Away.
Unfortunately, you're right about one thing.
It's time to lose my keys.
It's time to lose your keys. Yes. Spirited Away. I don't think it's in 2004. I will clarify here.
It might be 2002 or three.
It was 2001.
What? The American release had to have been. Yeah. But yes, obviously you would go with the Japanese release.
What I was looking for here was Howl's Moving Castle.
Sorry.
Really good one.
If you want to give that again while I don't moan son of a bitch into the microphone.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is a good one. And unfortunately, it spelled the end of your key streak so far. However, you have left yourself plenty of places to play. So what do you want to do next?
I will go back, run it back in animated films with the unlocked question.
The redemption.
Here it is.
For animated films, your unlocked question is this. Post Malone and Sway Lee are the artists behind what 2018 mega hit that served as the de facto theme song to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
This is the unlocked one. Man, I do not remember the name of this song. Well, I have no keys for you to take. So, it's a total blank for me. So I will just say theme from Spider-Man.
I wish you had this. I honestly do. The song was called Sunflower.
Nope. That's a complete blank for me. Yeah.
Albert, animated films is not going well so far, but that's not to say it's not to say it's not going to end well for you. However, yeah, that's not where we're going to go next. So where do you want to go right now?
Let's go with the unlocked baseball.
Major League Baseball, here's a category about the quote-unquote unbreakable records in Major League Baseball. Your unlocked question is this. No need for a Marvel Cinematic Universe category. What Iron Man of Major League Baseball played 2,632 games in a row, a record that will likely never be broken in today's game?
That's Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, Cal Ripken Jr. is correct. Not to be confused with the Iron Horse. The Iron Man is Cal Ripken Jr., and you have one key again in your pocket. Where to now?
Let's go one key baseball.
We're going to play some ball here. Your one key question is this. With the kind of power that could persuade managers to walk him in the first or with bases loaded, what slugger in 2004 drew an unprecedented 232 walks in the season?
That would be Barry Bonds.
It would be Barry Bonds.
As I gaze at my 1992 Pirates flag.
See, I got a little Pirates baseball in there for you.
Yeah, you got it.
And not in the Hall of Fame. Two keys now in your pocket, courtesy of America's Pastime. Are you going to keep going to the category?
I am indeed. Thank you.
All right. Your two key baseball question is this. What virtually mononymous icon logged 704 at-bats in 2004, probably necessary to set his all-time record of 262 hits that season?
That would be Ichiro.
Yes. Ichiro, who, if you say Ichiro Suzuki, you're trying too hard. That is correct. Ichiro.
He doesn't want me to say that.
He does not. 262 hits is freaking wild.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. In fact, I think I saw that only like four other players ever have got to the 700 at bats mark. So you would have to hit that and bat 373 or higher to break this record.
Yeah, it's completely bonkers.
Yeah. Three keys, speaking of bonkers. And where do you want to go next?
I will stick with baseball.
Three key baseball question is this. No longer the home run king, what slugger will likely never be eclipsed in the total bases stat, with Stan Musial's 6,134 still 722 behind him?
That is Henry Aaron.
A.K.A. Hammer and Hank. That is correct. I thought that was a harder question than you seem to think it was, but
I'm just a fan.
Albert, so far, just like Drag Race, you're perfect in baseball. Do you want to try to finish this one too?
I do.
All right, your hypothetically hardest baseball question is this. Chief Wilson is the all-time leader in what? With the most ever since 2000 being Curtis Granderson with 23 in 2007.
Granderson, 23. That's a lot of what I assume has to be triples. Is it triples?
Believe it or not, Chief Wilson had 36 triples in a year. Jeez. That is correct.
That's so much running.
That is really, really, really stupid. 36 triples. And a man after my own heart, Major League Baseball and RuPaul's Drag Race, you have swept those categories.
Let's circle back to the three key animated films. Let's lose out on all of those.
We're going to run it back on animated films here. Your three key question is this. What 1999 animated science fiction film starring Jennifer Aniston, Harry Connick Jr., and Vin Diesel lost money at the box office, but is now widely regarded as one of the best animated films ever made?
Is it out of pocket to describe this as possibly the best Superman film that has ever been made? This is The Iron Giant.
That is very out of pocket to describe that. It is The Iron Giant. I will not subscribe to your other commentary on the film. Yes. Iron Giant is correct. And you have got a question in animated films. Now, I'm curious what you're going to do strategy-wise from here on out, because you have enough keys to do whatever you want. But I know you want to win the animated films war.
I do, but I realize I should not have done that, because it would be harder to get back to four if possible, if necessary. So I'm going to jog on over to DOS Games for keys.
All right. DOS Games. Albert, in your own words, can you describe to listeners what a DOS game is?
MS-DOS was an operating system, a text-based operating system that existed before Windows. So basically a DOS game are games that would not be playable under the original versions of Windows. I don't want to give examples because they might be answers here. So.
Computer games before Windows.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Your hypothetically hardest question in that category, all that being said, is this. In the Bible, Daniel chapter 10 mentioned what spiritual or demonic entity opposing God's will, a title that is also the name of a video game from 1989 that spawned a successful franchise.
There's a game called Heretic that was much later that... But it's just one of those things where you get in a trivia hot seat and this wrong answer just keeps popping back into your head and blocking you from getting past it.
As a multiple time tangents loser, I empathize with that sentiment immensely.
I wish you'd have been able to give me a genre. And I understand why you didn't. Man, I am blank on this. I've got nothing else. I'm just going to say Ultima.
What I'm looking for here is the Prince of Persia.
Oh, okay. That. All right. Yeah. I don't know Bible at all. So
sure.
That's a
game ring a bell
for me. Oh, no, absolutely. Jordan Mechner. Yeah, absolutely. I know Prince of Persia.
Okay. That makes me feel better about asking the question.
No, it's completely iconic. It's one of the most well-known games there is.
The Prince of Persia is referenced in Daniel chapter 10, and it will be the end of a key streak here, unfortunately. However, this category has left itself wide open to your run back.
Yeah, let's start from the bottom again. DOS games unlocked.
All right, the unlocked DOS games question is this. What game had a DOS version in 1985 and became a casual pastime for kids in typing classes, hoping not to die of dysentery while they played?
This is the Oregon Trail.
You had to chuckle a little bit before answering.
I do, because one thing you may not know about me is that I am somewhat of a record holder in the Oregon Trail.
Oh?
I am the only person, as to the best of my knowledge, that has survived 15,000 years in the Oregon Trail in one playthrough.
Explain that to me.
I found a bug that if you get to a river, you can, you know, cross it, you can ford the river, you can caulk the wagon and float it across, you can hire an Indian to help, or you can wait to see if the weather improves and the river gets lower. You can wait forever if you just hit wait a day, enter, wait a day, enter. Your party will get very sick, you'll lose all your resources, but you will not die. Right? So I just set up a script to just keep waiting. And I streamed it for 4 days of like max speed, just waiting and just like counting up. So I called it the Oregon Trail Time Machine. I wanted to see if the game would break when the number got high enough in the date, and it doesn't. It goes to 5 digits. So I survived until 16,848, a full 15,000 year run.
15,000 years? Is that what I'm understanding?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
So
I don't think anybody else has ever done that. So I feel confident in saying I'm the only person to ever do that.
That's awesome. I love that. Here you heard it here on Lockdown Trivia, folks. Albert has he's claiming to have the Guinness World Record for longest run through of Oregon Trail. And
top that.
top that. Hey, you have one key again.
Yeah.
Where to now?
Stick with DOS.
All right. Here is your one key question. With a spinoff that became one of the most successful video game franchises of all time, what 1989 game let you explore life through urban dynamics?
That sounds like Sim City to me.
Yeah, because The Sims is one of the most successful video game franchises of all time, and Sim City is absolutely correct. And you now have two keys, and you're rolling, looking to win your category on DOS games. You could go somewhere else, but I'm curious if you're going to.
No, let's keep going.
All right, your
two... My mind's in that headspace now.
Fair enough. Your two-key DOS games question is this. What video game with an alternate story of World War II was playable DOS game in 1992 and most recently had a game in 2019 subtitled Cyberpilot?
Cyberpilot? Is that Wolfenstein 3D?
Wolfenstein 3D is correct, yes. Wolfenstein Cyberpilot is the most recent game in 2019.
Oh, God, I never even heard of that.
I know. It didn't matter. You didn't need to know it.
Youngbloods or whatever.
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century, Albert.
Yeah, you can call me Pops. It's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, Wolfenstein is correct, and three keys are in your pocket. Would you like to finish the category?
I would love to.
All right, let's see our last question in DOS games is a three-key question. Back to biblical.
Oh.
He said, oh, great. Okay. The Tower of Babel is being built during an intermission screen of the second episode of what 1993 game that is virtually synonymous with the DOS genre?
That would be episode 2, The Shores of Hell of Doom.
Yeah, Doom is correct. If that didn't show up in a DOS category, I was not doing my due
honestly,
diligence.
Honestly, I assumed that was going to be the unlocked one.
You know what? You got to figure out how to word questions.
Yeah, no.
So there's that. Hey, you got four keys.
You buried the lead on that one pretty well, I think.
Okay, I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay, sorry.
Four keys in your pocket. You have your animated 2 and 1 key questions left and all your bonus keys. What do you want to do next?
Let's go 2 keys animated films.
This is the category we need to see if we win the battle on.
Yeah, just get the majority.
All right, your 2 key animated films question is this. Based on a comic strip by the same name, what 2006 film from the creators of Shrek and Madagascar had the slogan, "Get over it"?
I believe that's Over the Hedge.
I believe that's one of my favorite movies ever, and it is correct.
All right.
Yeah, Over the Hedge.
Good songs by Ben Folds.
Does it really have Ben Folds in it?
Oh, yeah.
I was too young to know who Ben Folds was.
Yeah, go back and give him a listen.
Okay, I will. No, Over the Hedge is so funny. I loved that movie as a kid. So now I'm showing my age a little bit.
So that's okay.
Yeah. You have enough keys. Do you want to knock out the last question in your expert categories?
Yep. Because there's no guarantee I'd get another key in the bonus questions.
Fair enough. Okay, your 1 key animated films question is this. Making back only $14 million of its $70 million budget at the box office was what 2001 film that was named after a biological process requiring no energy?
2001. I'm trying to think of the biggest animated bombs. What could have cost $70 million back then?
That is a huge disparity, by the way.
Yeah, that's massive. It's around the time Titan AE came out, but I don't think Titan AE is a biological process that requires no energy. I'm not a science guy, so the only biological process I can think about that doesn't require energy is death, right? And I don't know that there's a movie called Death. But I guess that's my guess. Let's just go with Death.
Unfortunately, it is not as morbid as that. I'm looking for Osmosis Jones. The reaction for those listening. Albert feels pain about that one.
I don't want to wake my kid up in the next room. So my brain went there over and over, but it kept serving up The Adventures of Pluto Nash instead of Osmosis Jones. Like, I was like, that was a live action. That doesn't make sense. But it was Osmosis Jones. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, diffusion of water.
Yeah, you know, liquids through a semi-permeable membrane.
He knows it. I am so sorry. That hurts me.
That's one that if I was not in the hot seat, I would have been screaming it at my car radio.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Albert, you got 16 out of 20 of your expert category questions right, which is better than the average player for sure.
Right.
Now it's a matter of how we do in our bonus keys.
I will start with Stormy Trivia.
What I think you should know. Here we go. You like internet stuff, from what I've been told. So here is your question. Tartar Sauce is the real name of what internet personality that lived from 2012 to 2019 and went by what better known name that became a massive meme?
That would be Grumpy Cat.
Yes, Tartar Sauce is the real name of Grumpy Cat, and you have got one of your 5 bonus keys correct. Adding to the scoreboard, what's next?
Let's go with National Blank Day.
All right, as of recording, ironically, today is National Cat Day.
Oh.
So here's your cat question. Of the taste buds we enjoy, cats cannot taste which one, which may make sense since they stereotypically refuse to behave this way.
I've been told they can't taste sweet.
I've been told my cats don't know what that word means. Sweet is correct.
We used to have a cat that loved bananas, so I didn't know that I ever believed that she couldn't taste sweet.
I think it might have been a textural thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Fair enough. You got 2 of your 5 bonus keys right so far. Better than some have fared. Where to next?
Let's try Billboard Buster.
All right. Your self-proclaimed favorite music genre was an interesting one. You asked for geek rock.
I did.
So here's your question. While it never cracked the top 10 on the Billboard Top 100 for them, what non-original song of Weezer's did land them on the chart in 2018.
I think that's when they covered Africa by Toto. So I'm going to go with Africa.
The Billboard chart blessed them as they blessed the rains. Yes, that is correct. Africa is correct. 3 out of 3 so far. And now I'm curious, have you gone for the ones you were most confident in or least confident in so far?
Least.
Oh, well, then this bodes well. We'll see how this goes.
Maybe not confident, but I do share your love for a good before and after, so I'm saving that for last.
Okay.
So let's go Who in the World.
Who in the World? Francesco Stephen Castelluccio is the subject of a movie and a Tony Award-winning musical and goes by what name when he still is performing on stage?
Is that Frankie Valli?
You got to end it in a vowel. If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself. Yes. Frankie Valli is correct.
I'm so glad I got there.
Yes. It's like pizza, spaghetti, Valli with an I. Yeah. Frankie Valli is correct. And you have saved the best for last, Albert. It's before and after time. So we will either get 20 points or 21 points, depending on how this goes. Okay. Your before and after clue is this. The gas station soda that stays cold longer and was available via Sip and Save, plus a brand that sacrifices its mascot each year during a college football bowl game.
Gas station soda that stays cold longer, available in a Sip and Save. So that's Pop-Tarts. So the thing has to end in pop, and this is embarrassing.
Not a gas station guy, I'm gathering.
I didn't know that gas stations had specific soda pop. Is that a thing? So I'm just going to go Jiffy Pop-Tarts.
You're very close.
Yeah.
Circle K had Polar Pop-Tarts.
Is that what you're drinking right now?
It may or may not be in my hand, a Polar Pop.
You literally just held up a cup that says Polar Pop. Oh.
And I honestly was not doing it to help. It just was incidentally, I forgot that was in this game.
Oh, that, yeah. I feel, okay. Context clues McGee over here.
Yeah, context, that's what they called me in high school. Yes, Polar Pop Tarts.
Polar Pop Tarts. And that's actually, that should have been in Stormy Trivia as well, because the Pop Tarts Bowl is held right here in Orlando, Florida.
And the sacrificing of the mascot is maybe the funniest thing that happened to
sports
every
year. It is the most demented thing in sports, and I love it.
Yes. Albert, you got 20 out of 25 questions correct. 20 points in lockdown is a very high score.
I'm happy with that.
Well done.
Thank you.
You came in and said you wanted to do better than tangents, and
I've somewhat redeemed myself.
Game comparison wise, this is better than you did in tangents.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Albert, do you have anything coming up? Anything you want to shout out or worth mentioning before we get out of here?
If you find yourself in Portland, Oregon, go check out my brother-in-law's trivia night at Level Beer. He's a good guy. Trans rights are human rights. And let's get the Butlerian Jihad going. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween indeed. I'm glad you were here. I said this to you beforehand, but truthfully, I had so much fun writing your game. And I'm sorry the animated fills did not go how we wanted it to go.
You know, it's okay. I'm just going to go start listening to Post Malone and Sway Lee.
Yeah. You'll never miss that question again.
Mm-hmm.
Sunflower. it always points towards the sun. And Albert, thanks for being here. And we'll see you
next time you're on.
Perhaps a little reunion episode with you and your brother-in-law.
Oh, I'm all for it.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. In any case,
all right.
Perfect example, play by yourself, play with a friend, play against a friend. Those are all options here. And I can tell Albert's pretty competitive, so I would put my money on he may involve someone in the future.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Thanks again, Albert, for coming on. Albert plays with me most Tuesday nights in Russ's online trivia, and it was a great time having him on. I think this was a fair game. I think that the animated movies category played a little hard. that was heavily inspired by animated movies I enjoyed, and Albert and I are not the same age, not that far off, but we're not the same age. And I think that when it comes to movies and pop culture in general, that can be very influential on what you know and what you don't know, even 5 or 10 years. So that probably played harder than I wanted it to. But aside from that, I think it was a really fun game. He did way better in bonus keys than most people do. And so that was finely tuned to his skill set. And I think it was a great game overall. Spoiler alert, he will be back going against Blake. And I can't wait for that episode. They will also both be back for our upcoming tournament that's going to happen. So I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you for being okay with it coming out one day late. It was kind of a weird week. And Albert, I'm always happy to have you back on and look forward to playing with you every Tuesday night. That's if you stop skipping. That's all. Jinx Monsoon is known for her iconic Snatch Game performances, but her first one was portraying what socialite, fashion model, and cabaret performer who was the first cousin of former U.S. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy? While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Albert one more time for being on this episode of Lockdown and invite you to be on your own episode. Hey, if you sign up right now, you will be a part of Season 5 of Lockdown Trivia. Seasons 1 through 3 are signed up. Season 4 is our tournament. And Season 5, exciting new things will be on the horizon. I don't even know if they are yet. But you should sign up anyway, by yourself, with a friend, or against a friend. The correct answer to our bonus key from this episode is Little Edie. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time.
Yeah, then
we can do our bonus keys. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yep. I promise I'm not going to look up Cat Day.
Dalton, if you come back and watch this recording, I need you to know that I am dying on the inside because of Osmosis fucking Jones.
All right.
Welcome, welcome. I sat there on Prince of Persia and Osmosis Jones long enough for you to drink a big gulp and, you know, metabolize it into urine.
Yeah, there's that.